The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
The hip, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along.
You just think we're a bunch of old white guys? Forget about it. We know what's going on. We are just so hip.
Welcome back to the show. It's Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, Fox News. Finally, does Chris Wallace sound like the Nutty Professor character?
And I love, by the way, great journalist. Great journalist Chris Wallace. But am I right, Frankie? He sounds like a little bit like the Nutty Professor.
Chris Wallace, Fox News.
It you know, like before he Julius, becomes cool.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, I never thought that. You know, you always have a way of totally, you nailed the comparison of Mark Zuckerberg and Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. Mark Zuckerberg. Well, yes, we do. We watch everyone. And Miss Piggy.
You were the first one to expose that Wolf Blitzer always sounds like he's afraid.
He's scared, Wolf Blitzer. CNN, Wolf Blitzer, I'm so scared. It's my beard. I'm scared of Fox News. I'm scared of everyone.
By the way, not that he doesn't he sound like that?
It's always
he
like, does. Oh my gosh.
And
if
you're
he
right.
Left, if Wolf Blitzer ever left in a panic on the air, I would expect that.
I have to go now. I just don't like this whole world is scaring me. Oh, Donald Trump Korea. Petrifies me.
You know, so the thing is, great journalist. Wolf Blitzer is a great journalist.
No,
he really is.
But you the point is, your ability to analyze instantly how people sound is a skill that is really impressive.
Oh, thank
and
you.
So you're right. I've never thought of that. I never drew that comparison of Jerry Lewis and the Nutty Professor and Chris Wallace. But you're right. He
Chris
does
Wallace,
sound like that.
Fox News. Chris, when you're talking with Macron in France, and it's got that nasal thing, and this was Julius Kelp in the Nutty Professor. This was actually, it was more like this. This was more Jerry Lewis and the Nutty Professor as Julius Kelp.
Before he was Buddy Love, which was like the Dean Martin character, by the way, which is, he modeled that after Dean. You know that, of course, for the Nutty Professor fans of the Jerry Lewis era. Thank you. Hey, it's Piscopo in the Morning. Just having some fun this morning. Frankie, you wanted to mention there was some kind of
well,
pizza?
You know,
we're letting everybody on the air.
Exactly.
Did you want to call somebody and just bring them on the air?
Representative, maybe, if you need. Got a no. Party?
So we
completely out of control. Yeah.
So we had the booth.
Are you going to be appearing somewhere, Frank, that people would like to know about?
No,
want to stop
Al
by?
Got so upset. If you could hear.
You should have heard him trying to veto people from the Michael's dinner list before.
Well, you know what, Joe? If you heard the people that are on this list, some of them you might want to veto. You'd be like, nah, I don't think they belong. No.
Vito Corleone, that's who we...
Exactly.
Wait, so he's whacking people off the list?
He's trying.
Suggested.
I don't want to offend anybody, but Al keeps saying, what is that person doing
now?
Joe's not going to want that person.
No,
and
because
I said,
Frank
Then I said, well, how about that person? And he says, all right, that person can come, but I want you to speak to them beforehand. He's got to tone down his whole act a little bit because Joe's not going to like that.
Right.
So some people are off the list. Joe, other people can come with restrictions.
Frank has a habit of inviting people to these get-togethers.
Is it going
really
like
don't
a metal
have a
detector,
tangible, no,
a personality detector as you walk through Michael?
Frank has a habit of inviting people to these get-togethers that really don't have a tangible connection to the show.
No, well,
he wants to put people together. In yeah. They're friends of yours.
Yeah, so
they might not be friends of other people of the show.
Right, well,
so the point is, Joe wanted this to be a hang with the people that directly affect this show. Not people that are ancillary.
Well, tell me how far the perimeter has gone. Is it beyond the DMZ?
There's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. This is like
right.
15
well,
degrees.
6 degrees
of Kevin
Bacon. McCullough. Yes.
Right. Please don't tell me he's invited.
No. We add respect for you.
Everyone. Everyone is invited.
That's right.
As long as they pay. What are you doing?
Sit next to Al.
Right. As long as they pay.
Use your fork to take out. Let me taste that and use your fork.
That was my other question. No, that was my other question because I said to Frank, I said, we're all paying for ourselves,
well,
right?
We all chipped in for your dinner last year, Al, because you had recovered from cancer.
I appreciate
You're welcome.
That was not necessary.
And, you know, again, I was willing to pay 30% of your meal. Matthew Mary and Russ Salzberg said, no, let's kick in and pick up his whole tab. So we did.
That was very
But
nice.
This year, that grace period has ended. So
yeah, that's true. You're
and Russ Salzberg's not going to Russ Salzberg's not going to be there?
No, but there are plenty of people that are
interested.
Well,
where is Russ showing that he can't?
The week before.
Excuse me. This is the neighborhood of Russ. Russ, the famous iconic sportscaster.
I think there's a
friend.
Plaque for him up there.
Right. So there is. So Russ, that's his neighborhood. He's not going. Where is he going instead?
He's going with his wife to see the Iceman cometh.
Why don't you just tell everybody what time the show is and when people can show up?
Well, they can.
So they can stalk him. I mean, really.
Wait a minute. Russ is going to Broadway instead of Brickell's of Brooklyn?
That's right.
Oh, yes. We got to talk to him. That's we got to have a sit down.
And Joe was supposed to be at the event at the Hang last year, the one that
down.
He planned and put together. And then, lo and behold, the day before, he said,
"That's okay."
Oh, I'm.
That's right.
That's why
he's got
but
they,
that's why he's still married, by the way.
Right.
He's doing the right
true.
Thing. He's
point.
Doing the right
that's
thing.
True.
I mean, it's true, that Frankie. So, who won the pizza thing?
So we had a booth at the SIEDC conference on Thursday, which was a great event. Every business on Staten Island was there.
And what is that? That's a Staten Island.
Yeah, the Staten Island Economic Development Corporation. They're great guys. So rather than just give out keychains and stuff, we said, why don't we do something fun and have people vote on their favorite Staten Island pizzeria? Joe, it was a landslide. And the winner of the 2018 SIEDC AM970 Great Staten Island Pizza Vote was Danino's Pizzeria with 60%. Of the total ballots cast going for Danino's.
Wow.
Second place was Brothers. Third place, Lee's Tavern. Fourth place, Jimmy Max.
Wow. And now, Joe, what you didn't know is that you're paying for that pizza at Danino's. I don't know if you know that, but you will be getting a bill for that. So, you know,
I'm not.
The listeners are very happy, but no, you're not.
Am I?
No,
I'm not.
No.
Oh, my God. Too funny, guys. I cannot
wait. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And Frankie, thank you for being there, being so you know, committed to Staten Island. I love that. But now, and I got to say, can we go into politics for a second in Staten Island? How we always support Congressman Dan Donovan. This is a great guy. This is a great family man. He's a great guy. He's done so well in Washington. Got sleeping on his couch. And how now he's got a primary. And walk us through respectfully, if you would, Staten Island, Frank, and exactly how the folks could make sure that Congressman Donovan stays in office.
Well, so there's a primary in June. New Jersey has their primary June 5th. New York has our congressional primary June 26th. Yeah. So this is going to be a hotly contested Republican primary on Staten Island in Brooklyn, New York's 11th congressional district. And so Dan Donovan, he's running for re-election, and he's being opposed by former Congressman Michael Grimm. Now, Michael Grimm has a lot of supporters, and he's certainly a very charming guy and a hard worker. And again, I'm calling it, you know, as objective as I can. I have very strong opinions about this race. But, you know, he's also a very controversial guy. Not only was he, federally convicted of tax evasion and served time in prison, but he also, we all remember, publicly threatened reporter Michael Scotto on television. He's also been involved in a number of other controversies. So this race is getting a lot of attention, not just around the city, but around the whole country, because it's a race, because Grimm is so controversial. And it's very rare to have a former congressman who never lost an election running against an incumbent congressman who's never lost an election, only on Staten Island. And so it's a very, it's kind of a clash of the titans, as it were. And Grimm is sort of trying to drape himself in the aura of Trump. And if you look at Grimm's record in Congress, that's a bit of a stretch, because he didn't vote exactly as a conservative Republican when he was a member of Congress. But that's neither here nor there. We'll see how the people, you know, I'm not even a registered Republican, and neither is my longtime companion. Right, and we've been deluged with mail from Michael Grimm all weekend. So they're spending a lot of attention on this race and a lot of money. I'm certainly rooting very strongly for Dan Donovan. In my view, he's clearly the best choice. But we'll see where the we'll see where people go. I think the conventional wisdom holds that a low turnout race, Grimm supporters are more likely to come out, and in a high turnout race, Donovan's more likely to win. So I hope, irrespective of who people vote for, they'll come out and vote in June.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't vote for Dan Donovan. Again, and we open the airwaves to everybody. We're very objective in that regard. But how you not vote? This guy went down. Dan went down there from day one, man. And he, I tell you, slept on the cot. He had a little baby, still stayed through and has done a great job protecting, you know, New York like nobody else. So that would be my opinion. But again, we open the airwaves to everybody. But you're saying, Frankie, show up when you vote. Everybody's got to show up because they think it's a given that Dan Donovan's in, and it's best that you show up, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. That's my biggest concern, is that people know Donovan's popular, and they assume that that he's going to get reelected, and they don't need to come out. They absolutely do. So no vote should be taken for granted. And if you've seen some of the things that Grimm and his apparatchiks have been up to in this campaign, it would just curl your hair. I mean, this has been a very dirty campaign. And I hope, you know, if Donovan wins the primary, it really restores my confidence that once in a while the good guys can win. So I really hope he wins.
And you know Staten Island better than anybody. Frankie Five Boroughs right there, 916 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Albert, did you see this, that Governor Abbott of Texas went after Governor Murphy, and he tweeted something. He wrote an opinion column. Hey, Jersey, don't move to Florida. To avoid high taxes, come to Texas. Love Governor Abbott. Oh,
that's good.
So it was great. Now, I have to tell you, and he's right. Governor Abbott's right. Love Texas. I always said if I didn't live in Jersey, I would always be inclined to live in Texas. Texas is great. I've spent a lot of time in Texas performing down there, working down there, you know, doing film. We did Sidekicks down there with Chuck Norris and Aaron Norris. It was great. So I know Texas, and it is great. And I don't know how they run a country, the state, rather, the size of a country in Texas with no state income tax. It's unbelievable. So Governor Abbott's right. But he went after Governor Murphy, which really wasn't fair because, you know, Governor Murphy just got into office. And believe me, Governor Murphy's saying he's raising the taxes and is going to raise $1.5 billion in taxes, and that
was going to try.
He's going to try, but please.
But again, this is not what New Jerseyans want to hear. On the heels of all the other stuff that the other problems that the state is having their taxes raised, and what he doesn't seem to understand, the governor, is raise it on all the millionaires. Well, what are the millionaires going to do? They're going to leave and go to Texas or go to Florida.
And there's like 120,000 plus, and I don't know if that I have that number right, but you lose those millionaires, and they are leaving in droves.
Right.
And then we'll go to Texas, then we'll go to South Carolina,
but Joe,
and then we'll go to Florida.
The problem is that if these people leave, then who ends up footing the bill? The middle class.
Yeah,
the governor doesn't
right.
seem to understand that businesses are leaving. Talked about it with John Bramnick last week, with Gerber leaving.
Yep.
Businesses are leaving in droves because they don't want to be paying penalties and taxes. And then he wants to raise the sales tax again to put it back at the level that it was before the gas tax. If he does that, then the gas tax is going to be eliminated, or it's supposed to be, because it has to go through this whole convoluted whatever. If they raise the sales tax, blah, 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 whatever. The guy does not know what he's doing. He's only been in office for 4 months. He's a one-term governor. He is not my governor. I don't support anything that this guy does.
I know. And you're right. All that he's proposing, hopefully Steve Sweeney will stop the head of the Senate.
Well, they already said it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter if he wants to raise taxes on
millionaires. But I'm just saying, and Governor Abbott is actually a great governor of Texas. But for him to go after Murphy wasn't fair, because Murphy really hasn't been in office long enough. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but But Joe, when you take office, you're the guy. Like it or not, whether it's, you know, you want to blame your predecessor or whatever, you're the guy in charge now.
Yeah.
You've got to take responsibility.
I can't argue with you. It's a 9:19 right now. And before we go to break right now, I see another request for a golf outing. Can I make this announcement on the show, Frankie?
Joe Piscopo does not play golf. He doesn't like golf.
And I got, and by the way, they found me. My dear friend Barbara Salinger, who I absolutely adore.
Oh, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Remember, for some reason, it was for the Cancer Foundation, and they put me up to do the auction. And then apparently, and I do not remember this, and I'm not senile. I remember everything. Thank God at this point. I remember everything. I never committed to I want to see an audio of that, to play in a foursome. Apparently, I said, sure, Like, yeah, Don Corleone, this is Don Corleone, that, I said, I'm like Michael Gatto in The Godfather. Now, they got me.
When is
like
this?
May 23rd. But I just said, I blame my hernia. I said, I'm not supposed to play golf. I got to get a note. Can I get a note from the doctor? Maybe I'll drive the cart around. But they got me. They got me, and I'm doing
it. It's a Wednesday. What time is this?
I don't know. It's like after the show, because they don't realize we get up at 3:30, Al, to do the show. Let's play golf. That's what I want to do.
Here's what you do.
Commitment. I made the commitment.
No. I understand.
I love Barbara.
That. Here's how you do it.
What are you thinking?
You show up, whatever the tee time is. Listen, I'm on the air until this time. I can be there at this time. You pull up. You go in. You wave hi, you shake hands with everybody, you let them all hit one hole, whatever, and you get out of there.
I know.
I got something to do.
I know. They're not letting me off the hook. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. I'll be driving. I'll drive the cart. I'm going to drive the cart. Because imagine, Frankie, this would be my life story. That I'll have another hernia and it'll be on a golf course. That would be the worst thing. You know, that'll happen, right? Oh, Lord. It's all good. Hey, it's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Joe Piscopo on the radio with the Knuckleheads. Great to catch up on a Monday with so much going on. And we'll break down the news for you. Sometimes I like to deviate from all the craziness that's happening because you can't make it up. But you're always welcome to call at 877-970-2999. Mm-hmm. Debbie Duhame is with us. And also coming up next, a Marcus Molinaro, Dutchess County Executive, Republican candidate for governor of New York. That's tough to do. Is to go up against Andrew Cuomo, but we'll get into that when we come back. Deb, good morning to you, my dear.
Good
Great
morning.
To hear your voice always.
Our golf outing is August 3rd.
Oh, no, don't.
Persistent fibrosis. Come on. Frank and Al there.
it's like 18 hours. Doesn't golf take like 18 hours now?
It's a long day. It's a long day. Yeah. You can come up to the dinner and say hi.
When I was younger, me and my buddy, the fat man, Big Dave from Philly, we'd go down the shore, we would go on the course, and we would have a blast. I was in my 20s, but I had nothing really to worry about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm worried. I can't take the time. I can't, in good conscience, take that much time, when I should be picking up a child.
Yeah.
Or should be having a child. I'm not sure either.
When you have a kid at every exit, you're kind of busy,
I said that. I said that in front of the Cardinal yesterday. I have a child in every. I said, I'm a good Catholic.
He was probably smiling about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is, I know we got a break here, but for Cardinal Dolan to hold the little Jesus doll.
Aww. The other day?
Yes, by the beautiful gal.
And
he held the doll as we took the picture. If you look at the picture, you look
at
the
arm. I love it. I got to check that out.
Of this great man, he's holding Charlie's little Jesus doll. I love that.
That's great. Fabulous.
Debbie's on the roads for you, 22 after 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're seeing delays right now with New Jersey Transit. 45-minute delays into and out of New York's Penn Station with Amtrak overhead wire problems. Still seeing delays on the EF and M trains as well because of ongoing signal problems at Queens Plaza. Inbound GWB 20, Lincoln down to 15, Holland about 30. Traffic is still slowing down for you on 78 westbound. A lot of volume getting out towards Springfield because of an earlier problem. Over on 287 North, exit 1 in Edison, a crash. New Jersey Turnpike car lanes north by exit 10, getting reports of a problem there. The Hutch southbound Weaver Street into Scarsdale. It's an accident being cleared. Brought to you by the Empire State Building. Experience the top of the Empire State Building. Located in the center of it all is the perfect place to cap off your evening with stunning 360-degree nighttime views. Buy your tickets online, empirestatebuilding.com. Open daily 8 a.m. until 2 a.m. Sunny today with a high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt believes the Western world has obligations.
The West still is exceptional. The West still does have things that it stands for, one of which is anyone in the world.
We can't stop everything. We can't be the policeman of the world. We haven't got the money, the troops, the ability to do it.
But we can punish anyone who uses WMD, biological, chemical, nuclear.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. Rock.com Studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the SmartWayToBuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the SmartWayToBuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the SmartWayToBuy.com.
Tax deadline just passed, but you didn't file. Again? Or maybe you filed and you owe money you can't pay. Well, now what? The Sage is here to tell you, don't call the IRS on your own. You will get creamed. Call the only ones I recommend, Rush Tax Resolution. Now, I love hearing about all the listeners who've taken my advice. One listener owed $1.1 million, and Rush settled for $5,900. Another owed $90,000, and Rush settled for $100,000. Wage garnishments, bank levies, Rush Tax Resolution has helped my listeners get these released within hours. Rush Tax has an A-plus rating with the BBB. Don't wait another minute to call 855-IRS-CALL and mention the Sage, and Rush Tax will send you a free IRS transcript, investigation, and analysis report. Other firms charge $1,500. Mention the Sage, and it's free. Do not call the IRS on your own. You'll get creamed. Call Rush Tax Resolution at 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or rushtaxresolution.com.
Thank you, Larry. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:26 right now. Are you tired of plain old ice cream? Then enjoy the voluptuous flavor of L'Artigiano Gelato. We are so excited to tell you about L'Artigiano Gelato. Sal Cipriano is a young Sicilian-American. And, of course, I got to throw the Italian card in because I love the kid. He's a great kid. And he came to us. Joyce brought Sal to us through John Catsimatidis. This is how it works. We sat down with Sal. Sal brought L'Artigiano Gelato. And that was it. We said, please, let us be the representative for this great gelato, this pure Sicilian gelato. You have to try this. Listen to Joey on the radio. This kid, Sal, knows what he's talking about. L'Artigiano Gelato, made from fresh Italian milk, pistachios, lemons from Sicily, fresh strawberries from Rome, chocolate from Perugia. Each ingredient blended together using the L'Artigiano family's 100-year-old recipe to bring you a product that's organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, and kosher. From strawberry to hazelnut, lemon to pistachio. You know they have spumoni gelato, you hear me? Please, chocolate. Each ingredient processed with the utmost care to bring you real Italian gelato. Yeah, I love this. I love this. You'll taste how creamy pistachio is, how soft chocolate is, how fresh strawberry is, and how crisp the lemon is. And I had the sorbet, too. I had L'Artigiano sorbet. Fantastic. A gelato with a stronger taste. You got to try it, and I know you will. L'Artigiano gelato from the pristine hills of Perugia. Quality, craftsmanship, tradition, unforgettable flavor. Get yours today at Gristiti's, the Agostino, Uncle Giuseppe's, Chitterella Food Emporium, Uncle Gino's Market, Lavotti's, Key Food. Check out L'Artigiano gelato. This is the real maestros in making gelato.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
928 with Jersey Joe on the radio. Marcus Molinaro is the Dutchess County Executive, Republican candidate for governor of New York. You are a courageous man, Marcus. Welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, although I was listening to that break. I'm hungry. I want gelato.
Oh, you got to try this gelato. Marcus, it's unbelievable. L'Artigiano. You will see it. You'll out there. If you're around the station and through your run, you'll probably come into the studio. We'll have to get some for you, man.
Please.
It's just from where is the family from in Italy, Mr. Molinaro, if I may ask, sir?
We're partly outside of Rome and partly outside of Sicily, which means that I don't sleep with my eyes closed.
That's a great line. We're Italian. We can laugh about it. Come on now. Come on.
Marcus, any other jokes. That's the only one.
No, and it's a good one. You know, hey, Marcus, what made you decide to run for governor?
you know, I had decided not to. I was traveling the state for about 2 years, and you know, I just thought I got to obviously meet great people, and thought I wanted to do this. I felt at the end of the day it wasn't going to be my time, and the next thing you know, the phone started ringing from folks across the state of New York, both inside my party and out. And I just thought, you know what, at the end of the day, whatever sacrifice I was going to make to run for governor wasn't greater than the sacrifice a lot of hardworking families are making every day all over the state of New York. And I think it's time for a change. I think that this governor has really just cultivated a culture of corruption that has really robbed from our kids, their families, and made this government less effective and the state more expensive.
Yeah, well, now, do you think a Republican can actually be competitive in New York, New York?
You know, listen, I'm running on a reform agenda. The fact is that whether you're Republican or Democrat, you see it in New York City. This governor makes decisions that have paralyzed the transit system. Yeah. He just, after 7 years, woke up and realized that the housing system in the city is crumbling, and makes decisions really based on outmaneuvering the mayor. I really do believe this. I think that a message of reforming Albany and making sure that whoever's in office is beholden to the people, responds to the people. And by the way, that's a president, that's a governor, that's a mayor. The job is to make government function and to get people working together to solve problems.
Now, you've been endorsed by the Conservative Party as well.
I have. I'm close, I think, to securing the Republican nomination. Of course, I'm making a case to the Reform Party as well, because I believe that it's time we hold Albany accountable and really reform the way state government works.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you this. You know, and they tell me you're a Trump guy. You're a Trump guy. It's like, oh my gosh, I wish it would stop with that. But let me put it this way, Marcus, do you support the president?
Listen, I support America, and when the president does something good, I'm going to stand up and say it. And you know what? A lot of people say this about him, and that is he says it the way he sees it. Well, so do I. So when he does or says something that I can't stand for, I have to say it as well. I did that when he spoke out, I think, inappropriately after Charlottesville. You know, I didn't vote for him last November. But my position is that we need America to succeed, and we need New York to succeed. But I would offer to you whatever, you know, whatever people throw at the president or assign to him, really look at this governor. I'm sorry, but he has just acted in a way for the last 7 years that just is more and more irresponsible. We've seen corruption at the highest level of his office, and decisions that are made purely out of political expedience. It's why Cynthia Nixon's running, and it's why I'm running.
Well, who would you rather run against, Cynthia Nixon or Andrew Cuomo?
Well, if Cynthia Nixon wins the primary, I might lose my wife's vote. But
there you go.
No. I listen. They seem to be running to be governor of the Democratic Party, and I truly mean this. Party politics doesn't mean much to me. I'm running to be the governor of the state of New York.
All right. What's the most pressing issue? We're talking with Marcus Molinaro, Dutchess County Executive, Republican candidate for governor of New York. What's the most pressing issue in New York State, Marcus?
New York is too expensive. New York is too expensive. Whether it's any one of the boroughs in New York City or upstate, this governor is allowed for decisions that continue to drive up property taxes, continue to drive up the regulatory cost, and in many ways has paralyzed state government, which results in a lack of job growth and the slow decay of the transit system in New York City. It just is. You know, we lead the nation in people leaving the state of New York. More folks leave New York State than any state in America. We have the highest combined tax burden, and we're not getting the return on investment. And while the economy is bustling in New York City, it's not upstate.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. Yeah, what you say, Marcus, is that in Jersey and New York, I mean, and again, I don't want to say anything negative about anybody, but people are running in droves. They're leaving in droves. We just can't afford it anymore. I mean, and how is up? What, give us an example, for example, what you would do for New York. Like, what have you done in Dutchess County that you'd want New Yorkers around the state to know about?
Well, first, and it's a little geeky, but, you know, I modernized government. I inherited a $40 million budget gap, and over 3 years, we transformed that into a budget surplus, and we provided 4 years of tax relief. You know, at the same time, we invest in people. We're focused on trying to help people overcome addiction. We're helping those with developmental disabilities. We're responding to mental health. Instead of making decisions based on political expedience, we empower people and support families to try to solve problems. And again, I think that elected officials in New York are too focused on winning the next election or the next press release instead of trying to make sure the trains run on time, homeless are receiving the services and the support they need, and folks living on Medicaid or living in supportive housing have a real independence, the ability to succeed. We are doing those things in my county, but what I've learned all these years, and you might know I was elected as a 19-year-old. My first elected job was mayor of my hometown as a 19-year-old. I focus on empowering and including people. And what this governor consistently does is dismiss those with whom he disagree. I just think that that would be a boring conversation if you're talking to people you agree with.
Marcus Molinaro is the Dutchess County executive, and he's running for governor as a Republican. And listen, Godspeed, Marcus. Come back. Keep us posted on the run, man.
If you have gelato, I'll be there.
We got it. Thank you. It'll be there in the studio for sure. Marcus Molinaro right there. That's a courageous guy. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 935-877-970-2999. Big Al Gattulo is here as well. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 935. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey's two U.S. senators we'll highlight legislation today that battles the opioid epidemic. The Alternatives to Opioids in the Emergency Department Act would establish a national program to test alternative pain management protocols that limit the use of opioids in emergency departments. Senators Bob Menendez and Cory Booker will be at St. Joe's Regional Medical Center in Patterson today to give more details. Opioid-related deaths have been increasing nationwide over the last few years. A wildfire that has already affected over 800 miles of forest continues to burn. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says the blaze that broke out in Burlington County Sunday near Lake Oswego in Washington Township is likely to burn throughout the night and into today. The Forest Fire Service has been aided by firefighters from departments in Chatsworth, Greenbank, Lower Bank, and New Gretna. Airdrops of water have been used as well. Smoke from the blaze can be clearly seen and smelled in Ocean County communities like Barnegat and Stafford, which are only a few miles west of the blaze. In sports, Didi Gregorius homered to back 7 innings of 3-hit ball from Luis Severino as the Yankees beat Toronto 5-1. Bombers took 3 out of 4 from the Blue Jays. The Mets and Braves, they had their finale of their 4-game series postponed due to rain. It'll be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader on May 28th and Sunday's postponement, the 26th in the majors this season, the most in April since the league started keeping track in 1986. Stuck in traffic, lots of problems with New Jersey Transit. Here's Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Al. Yeah, we're seeing delays here with New Jersey Transit. It's all due to problems with Amtrak overhead wire problems. All trains into and out of New York's Penn Station up to 45-minute delays. PATH trains cross-honoring at Newark Penn, Hoboken, and 33rd Street in the city. New Jersey Transit buses and private carriers will be cross-honoring as well to help you out. Problems right now as well getting to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. Inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel moving slowly. An accident was cleared on 495. Outbound is still busy on 495 as well. Let's go to the inbound Holland. That's 20 GWB, 20 minutes in. Garden State Parkway North at 145, a disabled car. 24 West in Summit, a collision. And 287 North, exit 1 in Edison, an accident over there as well. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head over to the LIE eastbound right at the Grand Central. Pretty serious accident. That one involves two tractor trailers. Checking in on the forecast, sun today, high of 64. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 9:37 right now. If you own or rent a home or apartment or own a business, you could be saving money on your energy bill with Blue Rock Energy. Take control of your money and make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. Had a great time with Phil Van Horn over at the Business Breakfast. What a nice man. What a great guy. And I always ask him 1,000 times. I'm always tired of me asking him, you keep the company in Syracuse, man. You could be anywhere. You generate the energy from Blue Rock Energy from New York State. And he goes, look, I got locals. It's where I'm from. I'm staying there. Don't you love that, though? Don't you love that? That's why I love Blue Rock Energy. Plus, you could lock in your energy rates with Blue Rock. You get your fixed energy rates. How do I know that? Because that's what I did. Deb Fairchild and Joe over there, Blue Rock Energy, kept saying, hey, Joe, this is the rate. Let me know. Sign this right now. We'll sign it with the energy provider, man. Boom, you'll lock it in and save a fortune. It's exactly what I did. It's exactly what the Buffalo Bills do and the Brooklyn Nets and AM 970, The Answer. Yes, we too are all proud customers of Blue Rock Energy. When it comes to fixed energy rates, please think Blue Rock. 877-280-4909. 877-280-4909. Or just go to BlueRockEnergy.com. Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
Butler Builders understands that strong buildings and strong communities start with a network of strong construction professionals. When you work with a Butler builder like Stuart Berger Construction, established in 1959 as your local builder in New York City and on Long Island, you're building on more than concrete and steel. You're building relationships. Call Stuart Berger Construction, 212-925-7405. That's 212-925-7405. Or online at stuartberger.com. That's stuartberger.com.
I was so excited that I could wear my watch I haven't worn in a long time. Why? Because I took it to Parry and Sons to be fixed. Thank you for asking. I had my watch, man, and I wore it at the event with the Holy Name Society yesterday, and I had my fancy watch. I haven't worn that watch in years because it just wasn't working. Glenn Parian, boom, fixed it like that. You got old, tired jewelry. We'll bring your old, tired self over to Parian and Sons. I'm speaking for myself, of course, to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, right there on Franklin Avenue. You could pick up your jewelry looking like new, brand spanking new, and that's what Glenn did with my watches. And when Debbie took me along, all the showcases, they have beautiful diamonds there. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you got to. By the way, if you're thinking about it, or if you have a child or a grandchild that wants to get engaged, please send them to Parian and Sons, because you're going to get a great deal. Plus, nobody walks you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like Parian and Sons. They've been there for 96 years. I told you about the pictures I saw on the wall. I said, Glenn, what is that? He goes, that's my dad, man, in Clifton, when they were in Clifton, New Jersey. I love that history, you know, that they stayed in New Jersey. You know? Parian and Sons, right now in Franklin Lakes, right? Franklin Avenue and Franklin Lakes. Katie is there, and Lisa and Debbie and Maria. And again, Glenn will be there all dressed up. When was the last time you saw a jeweler dressed up with a shirt and tie? That is Mr. Parian right there. You want to go to Parian and Sons. They repair, they restore, they are real jewelers. Parian and Sons on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Just go to ParianDiamonds.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
What? What?
Tommy, can you hear me?
What? What?
Can you feel me near you?
What? What?
Tommy, can you see me?
What's that? I can't hear you.
Can I help to cheer you?
What? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
Wait, big rock classic. We're doing Pee Wee Herman impressions. Great, Al. That's great.
What?
Tommy, can you hear me?
Okay, it's a Monday. You can tell. 9:43 with Jersey Joe on the radio. So much to go on. I have to tell you, too, and I want to talk about some news. Yes, there is news, believe it or not. But how funny is it, guys, that my mother, God bless her, was at that whole mass. They had the best mass ever. And we had to run over to the Hilton
And I wanted to show her the Mary Chapel in the back of St. Patrick's Cathedral. They rebuilt this this Mary's Chapel, just gorgeous. I want Charlie to see it too. The little Charlie, she lit a candle over there, and everything was great. So we missed the kind of the procession back, walking back, and I didn't want my mom to walk all the way back. So I got a cab, and I called. You can't get the Uber quick enough. The street was locked down. Uber couldn't get in anyway. So I hail a cab on a corner, and I walk away. I get a cab, and I go, we just got to get to the Hilton because I didn't want to be late for the communion breakfast with Cardinal Dolan, Commissioner O'Neill. I had to be there, right? So I get a cab, and some guy from Bangladesh. I always like to ask where the cab drivers are from. I love the work ethic, by the way. They come to this country. You sit in a cab for 10, 12 hours. That ain't easy, I'll tell you right now. So I meet my friend, whatever his name is, Vicky, whatever his name. I can't, whatever the Bangladesh name was. And I say, could you just go across the street? Just stop right there. So I look, Joey is there. Listen to me. I said, Mom, let me just cab you over there real quick. Come on. Mom gets in the cab. She's so cute. My mother, I put her in the back of a New York City cab, strap in, all safe, with the girls, with Charlie and Olivia, and Allie and Joey and Michael said, we're going to walk up. So they walk up a couple blocks, but I want to take care of my. So I get in the front seat. My mother, she's so, I look at the rearview mirror, and I look at my mom, and she says to me, I told you this earlier, Joseph, I've never been in a New York City cab before. She was so cute. That made me laugh. It was just that she still embraces, you know, the things, the new experiences. And we got there, boom, and we made it on time. And this, I'll say this once, I'll say this 1,000 times. You know, the respect I have for law enforcement, and particularly the NYPD. And we're very proud of my cousin Paulie's kid is with the great Newark Police Department. The Bernie Kerrick's kid is with the SWAT team in the Newark Police Department. So, but when we're within these stellar warriors, these men and women of law enforcement, like the New York Police Department, and then they have faith like they do in the Holy Name Society. And then I could bring my kids to experience that with Cardinal Dolan and Commissioner O'Neill. It was just great. And then when I introduced my mom and I went to all the kids and I didn't want to gush about how great the kids were, I said, the woman that instilled the faith in me is my mother. Standing ovation. I was just awestruck. So immense respect to Detective Bobby and to everybody at the Holy Name Society. That was just something I will never forget. Because if there was a lesson, and again, on this, what would have been my father's 102nd birthday, rest his soul, he taught me all about God and country and being committed. And my mother taught me about the faith all in one day. There it was with the Holy Name Society and the New York Police Department. Come on. You wonder why I don't move, why I ain't moving? Raise the taxes. Put more tolls in. Go ahead. Charge us. Give us a parking ticket when I get my throat blessed. Go ahead. Bring it on. That's all I got to tell you. We ain't moving. We ain't going anywhere. And maybe we may even run for office to change everything, but we ain't moving because I'm proud to be a Jersey guy working in the great city of New York, New York. If you can make it here, baby. 9:46 with Piscopo in the morning. Frankie Five Boroughs, tell me about Donald Trump's buddy. And that was a great interview with Chris Wallace. We have fun with Chris Wallace, Fox News. It was a great interview. And boy, Macron, I don't know, like I said, the recline earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, why is Macron playing to the American audience? But, I don't know why, but they want to be liked by Americans, I guess. But he is at a state dinner. This is the president's first state dinner, Frankie, right?
That's right. So the state dinner is going to be taking place tomorrow night. I believe today, they're dining. President Trump and President Macron are dining in Mount Vernon privately. And so he's doing a press conference tomorrow with Macron. And I believe this week is we're also going to see a White House meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's also had her fair share of difficulties. So, you know, it is interesting for all the talk of Donald Trump, you know, being irresponsible you know, reckless or this or that. He really has seemed to conduct foreign policy policy pretty adeptly. And, you know, I think you could, it seems anyway, that the relationship that he has with Macron has become a pretty genuine friendship. And even folks that are at odds with us in terms of their interests, like President Xi in China and Kim Jong-un in North Korea, I think Trump is handling a lot of these world leaders as effectively as anybody that I've seen. I mean, the notable exception possibly being Theresa May when he tagged the wrong Theresa May on Twitter. But in the grand scheme of things, what does that really matter? So I think even when I've disagreed with him, like on the Syria airstrikes, the president has really been conducting, and the president's team has really been conducting, a very adult foreign policy, and one that is putting the interests of America first.
You know what? Well said. Brilliantly said, Frankie Five Boroughs. Like it or not, and forget about, you're pro-Trump, oh, you're a Trumpista. Stop. Stop. Just accept what, if it's good, accept it and embrace it. I mean, my goodness gracious. Even we say about Chuck Schumer, for example. I hate Chuck Schumer. Oh, I hate Nancy Pelosi. But if there's something good, you acknowledge it. You don't have to just shoot it down for shooting it down. And now the DNC is suing the Russian government and WikiLeaks and the Trump administration. This is a true derangement. Do they know? And if there are people that are saying, yes, go sue, then there's a mental illness that is permeating politics. This is so bizarre. They're going to sue. Who are you going to sue? Sue who? The Trump administration? Then you're going to open yourself up. So the Trump administration says, all right, well, you can sue us. Then we're going to subpoena some people, and we want to talk to some people, take depositions on some people, and that would be Barack Obama, and that would be Hillary Clinton. I mean, and I don't take anything for what is when you see it as it appears. There's got to be more layers to it. Maybe there is somebody trying to take down the entire Democratic Party, because this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard anywhere at any time in our political history. The DNC suing the Trump administration, suing the country of Russia, and suing WikiLeaks. This is ridiculous. Now, going back, before we break to Chuck Schumer, before I know we're on the clock, guys, I have to agree with Senator Schumer, Steve, about the the FAA's enforcement of airline safety is seriously lacking. Excuse me, who said that? Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well,
who said that?
You said that first, and then Paul Hudson, who we spoke to after you had to go to that funeral on Friday morning,
yes,
he said that you're absolutely right, that cutbacks from these airlines have led to engine problems, and certain airline whistleblowers have actually come forward and said exactly that. They have cut back on maintenance in order to cut corners and save money.
Yep. So I sensed it. You could see it when you ride the airlines. There's something lacking, and they're cutting back, and now they're cutting back on safety. And again, you got to give Senator Schumer credit for at least stepping up and bringing that to the forefront. 9:51 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie Duhaime is out there. Debbie, traffic-wise, it's Monday, and you know there's traffic in New York, New York. How are we doing this morning, my dear?
Plenty of action. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. We're going to first of all tell you what's happening with New Jersey Transit. All trains into and out of New York's Penn Station. 45-minute delays with ongoing Amtrak overhead wire problems. Path cross-honoring at Newark Penn, Hoboken, and 33rd in the city. New Jersey Transit and private carriers will be cross-honoring as well. Still seeing delays on the E, F, and M trains because of signal problems. New Canaan branch of Metro North, 20-minute delays with police department activity. Traffic is moving slowly. 17 North Passaic Street, getting up through Rochelle Park, a disabled vehicle. Stop-and-go traffic as well as you head to the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike Eastern Spur, heavy up by 15X with some ongoing pothole repair going on. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. New England Thruway northbound at Pelham Parkway, that's an accident. Traffic is really busy there. And a big giant mess over on the LIE eastbound at the Grand Central Parkway, an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains who is delivering your news.
Jake Tapper used to be the press secretary for a Democrat. Chuck Todd also worked for a Democrat, congressional Democrat. There he is.
Meet the press, news anchor.
There he is, Jake Tapper, CNN.
The lead, news anchor.
There is George Stephanopoulos, former top advisor to Bill Clinton.
Chief news anchor, ABC News.
It is a joke.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6.
Today's technology makes a lot of things easier simply because everything is connected. Your cell phone is connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your smart TV. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. But it may only take one weak link in all those connections for criminals to get in. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security. While LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats like ransomware. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, nobody can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now, and you'll get an additional 10% off your first year. Just head to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED for an additional 10% off your first year. LifeLock.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Plenty of sunshine and quite pleasant today with a high of 66 in Midtown. It'll be in the upper 50s right along the coast. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows will range from the mid to upper 30s in parts of northwest New Jersey and the mid-Hudson Valley to about 44 in Midtown. Tomorrow will turn out mostly cloudy, high 58. Some rain will develop tomorrow night, then cloudy and breezy with periods of rain on Wednesday. Wednesday's high again, 58. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. 5 before 10 o'clock. So did you get to Michael's of Brooklyn yet? We go, we hang, we talk about Michael's of Brooklyn. Fred and Marianne are there, Michael himself, and Enzo there to greet you with that fabulous bow tie. Enzo always has a fabulous bow tie on. The cuisine is second to none. And we tell you about Avenue R, and we tell you about Nostrand in Brooklyn. And if you have the ability to get over there, you're going to love it. Why? It's one of the five best Italian restaurants in America. And then when my buddy Peyton Taylor says, look, hey, I'm in Nashville. Joe, I see Michael's of Brooklyn on the shelf. Someone from Little Rock, Arkansas, tweeted me, look, Michael's of Brooklyn. It's just taken over the country. I'm just so proud that we were in there from day one with Fred and the family and Michael, because this is as authentic an Italian product as you possibly can get. And when you have the ability to go over shortly, you take a short hop over to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. This is where you want to go, to one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network. Michael's of Brooklyn, all right? You got to get over there. We go over there. We hang out. I know you want to go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can wait till Wednesday till we give away an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn on the air. You know what I mean? You look in your supermarket shelves, you're going to see Michael's of Brooklyn. But if you get a chance, Avenue R, Nostrand, Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. My goodness gracious, it flew by. Got a lot to get into today. And we'll be going through it all with Mike Gallagher. You don't want to miss Mike on AM 970 The Answer coming up at about 10:05, and we'll be back tomorrow. And I see the phone calls. Paul, real quick, Paul? I got a couple seconds, and I apologize for not getting to you sooner. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Not a problem. I want to talk about my topic tomorrow about parking, but really quick, I was down at the seaport this morning. If Al didn't want the sweat, I could have picked it up for you. I could have wore it, you know. And if Inga wants to sell a few more, let him know. Well, But listen, you can also, if you don't want that sweater, Al, you can send it to the church named after me, St. Paul's on VC and Broadway. They'll take
the
collection for me.
Paul, thank you. We're referring to a great listener that Al loves. Inga, she nicknames herself.
Loves,
Inga, thank you. She sends these sweaters, and they're very bright. And I keep them, Frankie and Fibros, do we not keep them in my office? Because it's so cold in there.
We're in Ohio here time. In the studio. Just can we throw them out, please?
No.
The homeless turn
send
them away.
Send St. Paul.
The
send
homeless
the
go, no
Paul.
Thanks. I'm good. I'd rather freeze.
Inga, thank you. We love you, darling, and thanks for supporting the Holy Name Society yesterday. We appreciate it. Also, big shout out to Mike Francesa, who was my deus buddy yesterday. We had a great time with Mike and his beautiful family. Larry Kudlow as well, and Commissioner O'Neill, and the man who should be Pope, Cardinal Dolan. We had a great time. It's all about that. You wonder why I love living here, man. This is what it's about. What went on yesterday with the Holy Name Society and the NYPD. Frank, I love you. Al, Debbie, we love you. Pop, happy birthday. Make it a great day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.